Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Well, I don't see Barbie and I don't see Roger, but we got Professor Steve and we got me, Janet. So let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. This is season 3. I think we're on episode 3. And like I said, I don't have Barbie, but I do have, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Steve the Professor.
So for all you flies on the wall tonight, you get to talk to me, Janet Valentine, Steve the Professor. If Barbie jumps in, that's just the whipped cream. And if Roger steps in, then that's the cherry on top. When we left off the last podcast episode, Steve was driving around, and so he couldn't really comment too much, and we kind of got off of what our regular shtick is. We did talk about some things, but one of the things that we were doing last season was discussing words and vocabulary in the lifestyle. We did news, and we have been doing news, and we haven't really touched on music. So I open up all three of these to you, Professor Steve, to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about tonight.
All I have is a word. I've looked for some stories, but there were just none that really reached out and slapped me upside the head that were good. Most of them were, they seem to be more the Penthouse Forum. And nothing just really crazy or anything. So, but I do have some words, of course.
Okay.
And excuse me, I'll do a couple of them since Barbie and Roger aren't here. The first one is a spicy eggplant.
Spicy eggplant. Would that be putting hot sauce on a dick and giving them a blowjob? Isn't an eggplant like the symbol for dick?
Yes, it is. It is.
And so it'd be that like, so- I like Valentino sauce, maybe some Cholula, you know, but oh, wouldn't that hurt if it got into the guy's inner parts and stuff?
I'm going to tell you something. That is the new correct answer. That's not the answer they had, but I love your answer a hell of a lot better. That fits it more than anything else. Their answer was a vibrator. I'm going, well, that's, you know, that was sort of a lame duck one. I'm going, but I love your answer. I think we should call that spicy eggplant what you said.
I mean, I personally would not do it because I don't love hot sauce that much. But, you know, maybe there's some women out there that do like hot sauce.
Yeah, maybe.
Woo. Yeah. But spicy eggplant. And so it is a vibrator, huh?
Just a vibrator, yeah, which is sort of, like I said, not really, I guess it's okay, but.
Well, I have to reach out to Lola and ask her. I'll ask Lola, who is the queen of toys. I'll ask Lola if she knows what a spicy eggplant is and see what her opinion is on that.
I'm going to do one that's a little bit of a interesting one, and it sort of falls in with my update from our house party this past weekend.
Okay.
It's called a Spanish donkey. I would say it has nothing to do with bestiality like episode 1.
Okay, no bestiality, Spanish donkey. So we're keeping it in the, so if Barbie were here, she'd be happy because we're not going down that path. Okay, so a Spanish donkey. Wow. Does it have to do with the culture of the person you're fucking? Is it somebody who's Mexican
No,
or Spanish? No.
not at all.
Okay. Does it have to do Spanish donkey? I
I'll give you
guess
a
it
hint. It's a BDSM term,
a BDSM term,
which,
Spanish donkey.
of course, you're not into BDSM, so,
Well,
but.
is it like, somebody rides you like a horse and then hits you going, Reba, Reba? That's where my head goes. Okay.
No, that's not it. Oh, that's great. This is a BDSM term, and it's a triangular device with one end pointing up, sort of like a sawhorse. But
Okay.
the lady is made to straddle this thing and mount it, or it's like a sawhorse, like I said, and inflicts pain by using the subject's own weight. So she's sitting on this thing. It's like comes to a point. So she's sitting
Right.
on it. So it's going up inside her vajayjay, as they say, her vagina,
Right.
up inside her pussy, and it's just a BDSM thing that they get off on. I'm going, how do you get off on that? I just, I'm just going, I'm going,
I have
Spanish donkey.
memories. I have memories of my first husband and I watching a porn where they had several size of these things that I guess you would call Spanish donkeys. And they would start the woman out and they had her going up with the smaller size and then progressing to the next size. And she was on stage and progressing to the next size. And everybody was really hot and excited about it. Did it bring tingles to my loins? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but then the part of me that has had five children said, no, thank you.
Been there, done that a few times, haven't you?
I have been there and done that, and I don't know if
Yeah.
I would call them Spanish donkeys that I was popping them out,
Yeah,
but
no. I understand. I understand.
anyway.
So yeah, those couple words I have for us. So
So
it's
you guys had a party last weekend, is that correct?
we did. We had a wonderful party. It was a small crowd. We had four couples, and several couples couldn't make it because, of course, it was Valentine's Day, so they had their own party to go to, I suppose. But we had a good time. It was interesting. Everybody came, and one of the ladies, one of the wives, was getting over a cold, so she didn't want to play. And then one of the husbands who came to the party, I have never seen him play. So we had two people who didn't play. But other than that, we had three couples going at it. And of course, Miss Bell, L was the belle of the ball.
Okay.
She played with every man, every woman, and she took three loads. So she was just hopping and bopping. She
Barbie
was
would be
really,
happy for her.
yeah. She was rocking and rolling. She said one of the hottest things was she was laying down. One of the girls was going down on her while getting fucked. And she said that it was so hot she squirted. And the woman just, when she started squirting, just buried her face even deeper. She goes, it was unbelievable. So they changed, turned around and everything. So that was fun. And I played with all the women. So. That was fun. I hadn't done that because my back is, well, usually short circuit at some point, but we had a good time. But I did flog two women, and it was interesting. The one woman, and I was taking full swings with her. Let's go along with the BDSM thing. And I'm not one to go into, I don't like to cause pain. I'm not a sadist at all, but I enjoy flogging. But she was. The harder I hit her, the more she was moaning, and I'm like, wow. So anyway, so she says, "Fuck me." So I start. So I'm trying to fuck her and flog her. That wasn't working. So my flogger has an 8-inch stainless steel handle. So I pull out and put that in her, and I'm flogging with my other one. So she was just. She had like three orgasms right there. It's just everybody sort of came in and watched her. It became almost like a. The siren, the tornado siren type of
Wow,
deal. So, wow, I
that's
was very,
hot.
yeah, it was. And people came, what the heck is this? And so here I am, I'm shoving this 8-inch stainless steel dildo inside this lady and flogging the living daylights out of her. I'm going, okay. That's what I had to end up stopping though, because she got so red. I'm going, nope, I'm done. Sorry. I just,
see,
I'm
that's
not
the
going to go
part
there.
that would scare me. I mean, I know I have enjoyed being spanked before. I have had really red asses before. Where my BDSM went wrong was when my first husband fisted me, and he didn't go, when I yelled the safe word, he didn't stop. Okay, so
Oh.
I did not. So that made me not trust anybody for a very
Right.
long time. And it was only in the last couple of years when I've been at a party where I have allowed somebody to put my feet into stirrups and put my feet, my
Okay.
arms in. And the only reason they did it is they showed me the way to escape if I really wanted to escape.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, so that was, they were like easing me into it. Okay.
Sure, that was how you escape.
That person was, rest in peace. He really helped me edge into, you know, putting my feet up in stirrups and stuff, and being tied a little bit that way. But I still, I can't, I gotta be able to escape if I want to escape.
Well, sure.
So,
I understand
but,
that.
You know, I have seen there, and the flogging, you know, like I said, I've been spanked before. And if it's soft flogging or stuff, but there comes a certain point where, I don't know, it's a dance between where is pleasure and where is pain. There's that
Right.
pleasure pain mark. And for some people, it's higher. And so for me, if I'm the one that's doing it, I would have a hard time doing it, and because I would worry that I was going to hurt them to the point of blood or whatever. And then I'd have to
Yes.
stop. I'd be real
Yes.
concerned.
You know, that's the way I am. I, like I said, I am, and I am not, for all those flies on the wall, I am not a sadist in the least bit, but I enjoy it for the flogging. Elle loves it. She doesn't, she likes, like you, Janet, she likes the soft flogging. She likes to feel of the leather. It's relaxing to her. But we were at a party and they pulled out a thing called a Hellboy, and it's paracord with, like, they call them jacks on, almost metal jacks on the end of it. And these three women wanted me to flog them. I'm going, no. So, oh, yeah, please, please, it won't hurt. I'm going, okay. So I'm flogging these three women, and the next one comes up, so, oh, do me, do me. And I finally stopped because I said, oh, there's blood, I'm done. You know, it just.
So explain to me, what is the, what did you just say? So you said jacks, or what is it?
Yeah, they're like metal jacks or something. And I, that's what they called them. And I couldn't really tell them because it was dark in the room. But it's like metal on the end of this paracord flogger. And one, that's going to hurt like the dickens. But they took it. I'm going, gee, many Christmas. But, and I asked the lady who I was playing with at, you know, flogging at our party. And she said that she just goes to a subspace where she just, everything just sort of goes blank, and they go to somewhere to where it's like almost, I don't know if it's out of body or what it is, but I'm going, okay. It just sort of, all the endorphins kick in and you just sort of go into their own little zone. I'm going, okay, if that's what you like, you know, I'm not there. You know, my, my BDSM, I don't know if you at the at that party or not, but they did candle wax.
All right, don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait, who's wearing panties?
Are you tired of explaining that your upside-down pineapple decor is just an aesthetic choice? With Pineapple Prime, we make subtlety simple. Every month, receive curated home accessories that whisper open-minded without screaming it to the HOA. From welcome mats that wink to wine charms that start conversations, Pineapple Prime delivers more than decor. It delivers possibilities. Pineapple Prime, because some fruits were never meant to stay in the bowl.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
And I'm always adventurous.
I've been to the candle wax party. I did, and that was okay. I liked the candle wax. We've had a couple of rope experts come to the parties where they tie up the women's boobs and stuff in ropes and things like that. That's not my jam, but to see the look of pleasure on the woman's face who's having it done, the doc's wife was really into
Yes.
that. And her face, I have memories of her face when it was first done to her, and the joy of that feeling that she liked and stuff. Having it tied up like that. It's not my thing, but I can understand why it's somebody else's thing.
Sure.
You know, and like I said, I've been to a party where the guy had his wife. She was hanging from almost like an engine jack thing where her arms were both up above her head and they were chained up above her head.
Oh,
and
wow.
she was on her she was standing with on her tippy toes. You know, she could stand on the floor, but she was just, you know, she could stand. So she wasn't quite hanging, but she was all stretched out. And he took out a knife. You were at that party. That was the party where your massage table got ruined with Marilyn. And when Marilyn was doing the sounding and they put those sounds in her and stuff.
Yes.
It was the same party. It was the hostess of the party. She was hung up by her husband. And he took this knife out and he started at the edge of her leg and ran it up almost like he could have cut off her hairs. If she wouldn't have shaved her legs, he was shaving them for her with this knife.
Wow.
Just on the
Yeah.
edge. No blood. But he was just scraping it along the edge. And it scared the hell out of me because I was like, what are you doing? And I was like, okay, is there going to be a stabbing here? Because it was like a Crocodile Dundee knife. Okay. It was not like a kitchen knife. Okay. So he was, and I have no idea what the knives are. And all of you knives people, if you want to write that in and email me, just go to the website and it's beyond monogamy podcast.com. Go to that website and tell me all the things that I'm doing wrong. Tell me what the name of the knife is. That's fine. He takes the knife and he's scraping along her. And she he gets up around her boob, her breast. He's taken around her breast and she gushes. You know, I could just
really
see the trickle coming out of her, and she was just
wow.
gushing just from the sensation of the knife coming over across her, you know. So
interesting. Yeah, like I said, only thing I've ever done is the hot wax. We were at a party and I said I'll do it, and so I got on the massage table and laid on my back and started putting the hot wax down on my cock and balls, and next thing you know, they encased my cock and my balls in wax. So, and that wasn't a little burn, a little sting, but there again, like you said earlier, it's that where are you in between the pain and the pleasure? It's right in between.
It's the edge. It's taking you to the edge.
The worst part was getting out of my damn hair.
No, I bet.
Because I was closely trimmed, but I wasn't shaved. Bald. And then, of course, I have some hair on my stomach. It's like, oh my god! So that was the worst pain of all of it. So, but yeah, that's crazy, crazy. Oh, that's all I have for our parties and everything.
That's okay. It was a good time, huh?
Yeah, it was. We had a good time. It was, you know, and it's funny. We have people come to our parties and we you know, we thank you, and we, you know, we fall back to you and your parties, you know, when we attended your parties, how well they were put together. And we always said we want to emulate Janet's and Fabio's parties. And we have, you know, we follow the same rules. We follow the same setup every time. And, but we bring people that we know and are well vetted, and we had this discussion at the party. We're going to a party next month, and this is the couple. They had a meet and greet. They invite people. They have a social media site on Facebook or one of these places, and so they just invite these people who to join their Facebook page, and then they invite them to their parties. They've never met them before. So they don't know if they're players or what they are. And I'm going, no, we don't do that. And they burn through more couples. I bet they burn through 100 couples in the few years we've known them. And but we have the same crew, and you would remember and know a lot of them also. And of course, we pick up some new people also because some fall off. But they always say it's a great party, and you know, but that's because we know who we want to bring, and we know that they're players. You know, we're not going to have piddlers at our parties, as everyone knows. So,
well, we were talking about last time the topic of whether or not people who are monogamous versus non-monogamous, you know,
yes,
who gets divorced more and other things like that. And the statistic was supposedly that there's no difference between them. Because I was in the lifestyle with my first husband and then met my second husband when I was in the lifestyle, so I didn't have to explain anything to him.
Right.
It was with my second husband, I had moved kind of away, but I was also around some of the same people. And the couples kind of have, you have a difficult time when a couple that you like has been coming to your parties all the time and then they split up. It doesn't do you any good to have each party come to your party again. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
So like in my case, it was Janet and her first husband. And so if your first husband goes on and he gets a partner and then I have Fabio or whatever, and you decide to have a party and you want to invite us all, they don't like doing that. It's you have to choose when a couple that is a lifestyle couple has been going to your parties and they split up, you kind of got to choose which one you're going to invite, because it's awkward to have the new mate in, the two new mates in,
sure, with,
at the party. And so now there was a big party that we had been to on a regular basis. That was, when I say big party, like 100 couples. Okay.
Wow.
That were okay. Coming to like a hotel setting and a ballroom and some other stuff like that. Okay. Fabio and I went to that one time, and my ex-husband was there with his significant other, and he tried to cause a scene, and we left. And so never again did I, if there was a party he was going to, I was not going to that party.
Okay.
Now I no longer live in the area where he is.
Right.
So there's no chance of us coming in on it. But right.
I can understand that. That would be odd, I think. So, but you know, I'm going to touch on that about the monogamous versus non-monogamous couples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought about that after it was brought up last week. And we know four or five couples who are in the lifestyle who are either separated and getting divorced. And we mentioned one, and we knew that was coming. You know, you're in my ass, guy. that one. But, and then I realized, like, and I got to connecting dots and everything else. One of the husbands was cheating on his wife in the lifestyle. I'm going, what the hell is that about? That's stupid.
Right.
And the other three, the husband had an issue with his respective wife playing. It was okay for him to play, but he didn't want her to play, or she could only play with certain people.
Right.
But he could play with whoever he wanted to.
Right.
I'm going, well, so, you know, it's so, it's not a level playing field for those wives, you know, or the spouses and everything. So I just wonder, you know, what the reason is behind the non-monogamous couples getting divorced. Is it something like I have noticed here, or is it just a general, is it caused by just regular personal issues, you know?
Well, my first husband, we We were non-monogamous, but he would tell me who I could and couldn't do. And he would tell me what positions I could do and certain things I could do. So it was all about control. And
Right.
then
Okay.
afterwards, he would yell at me the whole way home about stuff I did wrong and things like that. There was not a safe place. It was not review sex. It was not good. It was, you did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, and this wrong. Why don't you love me? Okay. So
Really?
that it
Okay.
was consistently, so we could say that we were non-monogamous, but the rules, they had major rules set up. And so I know if Barbie was here, she'd tell you rules are meant to be broken.
Yes.
Okay. However, I mean, so with Fabio, it's great because there's no rules. You know, there was just, you go there. The only rule was you go home with me at the end of the night. We talk about what we did and let's have fun. Okay.
Right.
And I tried very hard not to be jealous. He said to me at some point, and I said to him at one point, he let me know that there was one particular guy that was starting to call me his girlfriend, was starting to send me individual texts, was starting to, and Fabio in his own way let me know that he wasn't happy with that. Okay, I made the choice to break it away from that person and not go to a party if that person was there and not go to individual things with that couple. So
Right.
we broke off that friendship, not because Fabio told me not to, but out of respect for Fabio, because I love him
Sure.
and I knew that it was bugging him. There's a little bit of jealousy. At the same time, I have had a couple of women that I have felt jealous of, felt ugly compared to, felt belittled, and it was in
Really?
my head. It wasn't anything he did. It was in my head. And one of them was the beautiful girl that they wanted at every party, that her husband was the is your dick in my ass guy, the one that is
Yes.
eventually divorced now.
Right.
All the guys wanted her, and I was not the only woman at the party who was jealous of her, because when she walked in, all eyes turned to her. And we were all like, what do we eat, chopped liver? Okay. And so that's where we were. Yes, it was a non-monogamous party. It was, a swinging party, but she was the belle of the ball. You can't help but have some jealousy there. And at that point, he said to me, if you want to stop inviting her, stop inviting her. And he also said to me, if you want me to not do her, I will not do her. And that was enough for me to say, it's okay. Go ahead
Yeah.
and do it.
Well,
I'm okay.
and that's what I've told Elle, and I've set a rule. If there's a woman that she don't want me to play with, I'm not going to play with them. So why is that? So because there's plenty other, excuse the expression, but there's plenty other pussy out there in the lifestyle to
Right.
play with, and she has never done this. So now there are some ladies that are not necessarily in the lifestyle that we've talked about, and she goes, no, but they're not, it's so, and that's understandable. So, we'll just move on to, we'll continue playing on. So, have a good time that way.
Because with Fabio, we don't really have the rules, but we have respect. And so
Yes.
it's like, because I could see how he was feeling and he could see how I was feeling. And so you can
Yes.
say there's no jealousy, but there's jealousy. Okay. Because there's always somebody at the party who does it better than you do. Okay.
Yes, yep.
Unless you're that super confident stuff. The only one I've ever seen who is so super confident is Big Dick Donnie. Okay, who is
Yeah.
confident there's nobody else there that does it better than he does.
I'd say I'm not gonna say it, so we'll just be quiet.
You just there's not a from somebody who is introverted as I am, he is so extroverted, he is so confident that it's just like overboard. And so you're like, okay, that's the way it is.
There are so many those crazy stories. I
But it
just
also
I
makes him shallow,
Yes,
okay?
it does.
Because he is so overconfident that in his head, it couldn't be anything he did wrong. There's never anything that he did wrong.
I'm thinking, never mind. doing some repairs on a place that.
I think we've done a good job of talking amongst ourselves today. I'm hoping that Barbie and Roger can listen to this and join us and enter in on their opinions on the monogamy versus non-monogamy discussion. And also, I was hoping for an update from Roger because I know that they were having a party as well. I think it was their first time hosting. So we'll have to hope that he comes at the next episode. For all of you flies on the wall, if you are curious about some of these characters that we're talking about, go back and listen to old episodes. You want to catch those old episodes, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Spell the words correctly, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. We have all of our old episodes are there. You can listen to it. You can comment, send us an email. If you want to join the show and talk, we will keep you anonymous and you can talk with us. You want to send us your questions, responses. You want to tell me what that knife is called? Great. Go ahead and tell me what the knife is called. Or if you have a particular word you want us to define, and you have the definition you want us to guess at this, we can play at that game too. I appreciate all of you flies on the wall who joined us today, and I hope that you will come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.